Oh, gosh, Lorna, it's... It would be... You have to understand, it's very difficult for me to say with any certainty whether Carrie... It's difficult, Lorna. Not because I have any doubts per se over whether or not Carrie might, but it's difficult because love, so-called, the experience we term love... Love isn't a physical or chemical element. It's a partially conscious state of the mind. And as we know, the brain creates the mind, so in order to judge from a neurological point of view, love affects the brain like, for example, anger or fear or grief, like cocaine. You take a hit and it lights up. The amygdala, you remember we talked about that, it's the almond-shaped, the epicenter of fear. And some would say, though I'm skeptical myself, that falling in love sends the amygdala haywire. But this is only, Carrie would certainly attest to loving you, yes. But as to whether or not that may be true, it's impossible. I can look at the available evidence and deliver the most likely hypothesis, for example, but I don't. Because if I can't tell you what something is, then I certainly can't testify to its existence. Science, the work that I do, is a method of inquiry, not a view of the world, Lorna. Right or wrong, for better or worse.